The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. Do not subject us to the final test.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. So this morning I anticipated having third, fourth, and fifth graders here with us, and so I had written a homily directed to them. So if it sounds like it's maybe directed to a third grader, it is. So bear with me. So there are two things in today's gospel that really are important here. The first is Father, and the second is forgive. So the first one, Father, even the Alleluia, the antiphon before the gospel, "You have received a spirit of adoption as sons, through which we cry, Abba, Father." This word Abba, Father, is at the heart of what it means to pray. Because through our baptism, because we've been adopted by God the Father as sons and daughters, it is through this relationship that we have through Christ, but our relationship with the Father, that all sources of grace and everything is able to come down to us. And so if we can't call him Father, it's going to be near impossible to pray. If we can't sit and talk with him like we do our own dad, it'll be near impossible to pray. Because with the Father, it is supposed to be something that is easy to do, accessible, because he is accessible to us, he is open to us, because Christ has opened the way to the Father. And so just as Christ talks easily, goes off all the time, literally leaving his friends and the apostles and everyone, he's like, "Peace, I got to go talk to my dad really quick." Same thing with us. This is what we're called to have that joyful willingness and openness to like run through the doors to dad. And like when you're a kid, running through the doors, like you just got home from school, dad's chilling there, you run through the doors and you're excited to see him and happy and joyful, and you talk to him. You tell him all about your day, all the little things that bugged you, all the good things that happened, the new turtle you got in the classroom, whatever. All these things they're there for us. God has given us all of this so that we can come to know him, to love him, and serve him. And that's the goal. The other thing for the gospel today is forgiveness. It is hard to forgive. For a lot of us, it's very, very difficult to forgive. And a lot of that comes, since you're not third and fourth and fifth graders, a lot of that comes from being, I'm going to go a little bit more in depth and talk about things at a level that is more appropriate. A lot of that comes from not being able to forgive ourselves, not being able to see God's mercy in our own lives, that forgiveness. The more we're able to see how much of a sinner we are, and we're all sinners, myself included, all the priests, all the popes throughout history, all of the saints at some point in their lives, sinners. That's just a normal thing. It's a fact. So that means all of us here today are sinners too. And the more we're able to recognize that and accept that and lean more heavily on God's mercy and his forgiveness of us, the easier it becomes to forgive others. The Our Father is very clear. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. If we're not forgiving everyone else around us, it's going to be that much more difficult for us to seek forgiveness from God, our Father. My brothers and sisters, it is only through the Father, through Christ and the Father, that we're able to seek that forgiveness. Because to find true forgiveness, we need someone greater than us. Because that's where that forgiveness comes from. Because he is the just judge. He is the divine arbiter. He is absolutely everything. And still, if he forgives us for as much of sinners as we all are, how much more should we be forgiving others? So turn to the Father. If it's difficult to forgive, turn to your Father. Talk to him and ask him for the grace to be able to. Because he will give it. Because he is a good Father.